Hey, really quick, dude. Just give me a quick answer. So
Yeah.
we have this for everybody. Should Greg Berhalter still be in charge?
No.
Why not? And who should be in charge?
I think he's almost served his purpose. I think he showed us the extent of his ability as a manager. I think he's obviously had some decent moments in CONCACAF, but most U.S. coaches can do well in CONCACAF. And so I think he's won a couple gold cups. But I think at the biggest moments, he's shown the extent that he can take the team to. And it's almost like, even if you're a fantastic coach, right? There's something I almost call like when you coach, when you coach a team or you work with a group so long that even though if you start as an authority figure or as a mentor, you end up becoming their dad, right? And then you rebel, you don't want to listen to dad no more, right? On that energy, it's the same thing. I think the energy that we have to come in to with the World Cup has to be totally different. The mindset has to be totally different. So that's not who I would go with. Uruguay has Bielsa, so you can't get him. Somebody that could fit, who would ruffle feathers, but they would love, I think. Because I'm not sure he would care too much to talk about the MLS thing, but he could, because he doesn't care and he's a superstar. And I think he fits what they wish American coach would be. I think you're going to know who I'm talking about because he's available.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the 343 podcast, where we work tirelessly to elevate the level of discourse and practitionership here in American soccer. Today's a quick one with Kevin Fuller. It's an emergency podcast because, as you may very well know, unless you've been living under a rock, that the United States is the first country ever in the history of Copa America to host Copa America and be gone in the group phase. And so it seems like this incident is so monumental that finally some in the fan base have realized that there's a big problem and we need to, get rid of the coach, move on to somebody else or something else. And hopefully many in the fan base are also realizing that we need a clean house at US Soccer Federation. There's a subtlety there that I don't think the fan base really understands, and that is that Major League Soccer actually controls the federation. So everything that happens there with the national team, you really ought to be diving a bit, well, not a bit, but quite a bit deeper into the tentacles that MLS has in all directions. So, like I said, emergency podcast. This is a two-parter. I had a long conversation with Kevin Fuller, roughly around 3 hours. And at the end of around the 2.5 hour mark, we just realized, holy crap, we've kind of haven't really gone direct to the heart, meat, and potatoes of the specifics of whether Greg Berhalter should stay, should he go, who should replace him, why, all those sorts of questions. So this part one is that conversation. I won't hold you here through all the ads that I usually run because, of course, this podcast needs to be supported. It's not free. There's a lot of time, energy, effort, and yes, money that goes into it. And we support ourselves through our products. So I'll just tell you really briefly in 10 seconds where you can find our products so you can help support us and yourself. So if you are a coach, we've got an amazing product for you at 343coaching.com. If you are a parent who really needs help, and we all do need help, you can go to 343masterclass.com. And if you are coaching the little ones at the 7v7 level, you can go to 7v7coaching.com. So again, it's 343coaching.com, 343masterclass.com, and 7v7coaching.com. All right, let's get into the episode, and I will see you at the very end and moving into part two, which should be published probably the next day. Here we go.
I think you're going to know who I'm talking about because he's available. Cool. I think he fit what they would want American soccer to be and to look like, which is not a problem. I don't mind club football, but I think he has the aura, the everything that people would look for, to fire people up. He just would, you know what I mean? And it would be a rock and roll World Cup with them, He might would consider it because he'd be like, look, this is once a lifetime US World Cup. we need somebody different. You know, Christian's going to speak on his behalf. And yeah, I could see that. And I think they could convince them, or he might not care too much about the MLS thing, and they might not bother him about it either.
Yeah. I think that's a great candidate and fit as well. Culturally, energetically, charismatically. Yeah. I mean, you name it, all the ingredients are there. Speaks the language very well, knows the star player very well. I mean, there, you can't go wrong with that selection. And he is, you know, from my perspective, the most important part regarding changing American soccer as a whole, that position of U.S. men's national team manager is a very important one, because you have the biggest and strongest and loudest podium to construct and drive narrative in the U.S. and break narrative, which again is why Jurgen Klinsmann was fired, because he was speaking too much. But Klopp seems like
a superstar.
Who's a superstar. You can't really shut him up. You know, you can't torque him into obeying necessarily. He doesn't need MLS. His livelihood is not in any sort of jeopardy by MLS at all. So he would have that sort of liberty and freedom internally from himself to speak his mind if he chose to do so. That's why, from my vantage point. Yeah.
And also, I just think I look around Europe, like, where does he go? Like, somebody mentioned that, like, would he go Barca? I'm like, Barca doesn't make sense.
Doesn't fit.
It's just not a fit. Not saying he would do horrible or bad, but it just doesn't seem like it fits with them.
Yep.
You never know, but it just doesn't seem it fits like with them. So I don't see that. Germany, he's done that rodeo. He's done with that.
Madrid doesn't work either. It's not like this. It's not the right. Madrid doesn't seem like the right culture fit either. I don't know. It seems like Ancelotti maybe has skewed my views of Madrid, because I see Madrid as very like cool, calm, and collected and noble on the sideline versus a cowboy. I see Klopp as more like a cowboy on the sideline. Not only see that in Madrid.
Yeah, and also, does he speak Spanish like that? Like,
right.
I don't see it culturally working. Like, Italy and Spain, I don't see that working for Klopp. You know,
right.
How he lives. It doesn't work. This dude is, like, blue-collar, all that. Like, so and I think you could convince him, like, I don't have to be here that much. You know what I mean?
Like, I get a World Cup. I have a good group of players. It can't get any worse than what it already is. So it's only up from here.
German national team is not available. Like, Nagelsmann will probably still keep the job after this, right? Unless he wants to go back to club. I mean, I could see him maybe trying to take the national team for Germany if he wants that World Cup. But I think the U.S., if we played our hands right, I think for everything that currently without our structure, he's the only one that makes sense. Even if if you gave me a choice between him and Guardiola for this, how this is constructed, I would still say Klopp over Guardiola, just because, not for one is a better coach or not. I would just say for how our system is.
Got it. I would go Pep, but I totally understand and get it. And with respect to the money, because some folks immediately go to the money question. Oh, too expensive. You know, who wants this job? And I don't think that's true at all. I think number one, we have the money. Number two, and how do we have the money? Again, there's so many creative ways, Kefren, to get the money. It doesn't have to be straight out of USSF. If for whatever reason it is actually true and you cannot finance it, which is nonsense. But if that were true, there are creative ways of getting the manager that you want here. Look,
off books,
sponsorship deals, you know, there's all kinds of routes of getting whoever it is that you want to get. Okay. We won't belabor the point. So that's not really an obstacle. And whether somebody would want the job, I think that's also something that's been manufactured too much here in the U.S. by the media, because the media want to eliminate all these folks and only have MLS candidates or MLS-friendly candidates. Who wouldn't want I don't understand. Who wouldn't want the job? Who wouldn't want the job? I mean, sure, there are criteria, like any manager worth their salt will impose their requirements, like, hey, cool, I'll take the job, but it's my technical staff. It's, you know, these are all the clauses in my contract such that I have full control, those sorts of things. So they would want the job. It's just would MLS allow for it?
Yeah, I think this World Cup, they can't mess around too much, you know, because like even in this team, like was anybody on the MLS, was anybody from MLS in Copa America, like actually starting, right? No one from MLS was in the team starting, right?
I don't think so, no.
Was anybody in the squad? Like one player?
I know the outside back that plays for Nashville who was in the Spanish second division. I forget his name now.
Okay.
Anyway, there are one or two players for sure.
So I just think that that's what it's going to be. They realize they're not going to have enough players. There's not enough quality in the league to really affect. And if there's any player that's MLS quality, it's probably going to be gone anyway overseas.
Oh, yeah. No, Kef, I wasn't saying that they would demand the coach prop up MLS players anymore. No, I'm just saying they would demand the coach to stick to a narrative and shut the fuck up and obey certain things. And
I think those questions wouldn't even come about. Like, don't you think? Like, don't you think they keep those questions? Like, you know, I just think you'd pick the. I don't know. Our media is compromised anyway. Like, who would really ask the tough questions anyway? Maybe the foreign media would be like, what do you think about promotion relegation? Like some German guy who investigates and, you know, is like, or an English guy who's like, hey, what's going on with your soccer system?
Well,
No, you can go.
No. Well, now, I mean, not nowadays. It's been the case forever. You can write anything into a contract, all kinds of clauses. Insofar as behavior and language and restricted topics or all that sort of stuff. Like there could be clauses in there that say, hey, you will not slander in any way MLS. You know what I mean? Or slander the federation, you know, and all those things seem totally normal and natural in a contract for sure. But I just wonder how much that covers, how much leeway there is there, especially after they've learned a lesson with Jurgen Klinsmann. I'm sure they've written other things in contractual language for the national team manager job.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, thinking of that with the contractual thing, I could see Roberto Martinez as well becoming a very, because he's always been mentioned, and probably after this Portugal thing, I could see him being like, oh, the U.S. would make that. I think a lot of people want this job because, like I said, it's you have the host nation in a big World Cup, like that's a big job. So, you know, I could see him. He's at Belgium. He's at Portugal. I could, and he's obviously. I think he's even done media work for the U.S. before. So, I could see also Roberto Martinez.
And you know why they kind of lobby for him, because he seems like a really nice guy. Like he just wants to get along. You know, he's not going to say anything controversial. He's always going to say nice things about the league and the people in the federation and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's a politician. He's a little Obama politician a little bit. Like he could just run it. He can run it really quick and do well. And, you know, I think he'll make the team play a little bit better in terms of, you know, how we want to play. And he won't rock the boat too much, and he'll be kind of a safe pick. And I don't think people would go crazy. You know, they wouldn't look at it as a negative hire.
I don't see him special though, like these other, like Klopp, like Tuchel, like Allegri. Like he's not of that caliber.
No, I don't think so either.
Or Pochettino. Or Pochettino.
Yeah, Pochettino. I don't think has a name for them. I don't see it.
Right.
Like I don't. I'd be interested to see if Colt would entertain it. But it doesn't surprise me, like, if there's a betting line on this, that Martinez, like, if there's a new coach betting line, I would go 30% Klopp, and I would go 50% Martinez, and I would go 20% the field.
Got it.
I think no matter what, if he loses this game against France, if he wins this game against France, I mean, if Portugal win the whole thing, I think he's done. He's like, cool. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know. Who do you have in mind? I mean, I know you're interested in Pochettino, but like, Is there any, there's no US code.
Honest, anybody with any sort of links to MLS, you're out. No fucking chance. No chance. And for all the reasons that we've discussed in the podcast already, it's, you're completely compromised. And frankly, I don't think you have the chops for the job either. They're already trying to prop up some MLS coaches, if you haven't seen, over the course of months and months and months, not just recently. They've already started trying to build the profile of the guy from Columbus. What's his name? Shoot.
Nance?
Yeah, Nancy. Yeah.
Yeah, he's French still, right?
Yeah, okay, but again, great.
Yes.
You've done well. You've competed against Mexican teams too, very well. But there's levels to this, Kef, you know, and you're
trying to get some,
we're trying to get somebody to coach the national team at the World Cup that you are hosting. And it's going to be the biggest event in the history of the world, actually, this one. Hey, come on, you cannot get Wilfred Nancy from the Columbus Crew or anybody around here. Give me a break, man. Let's go out, get the rock star that you need. I think Klopp is the guy for all the reasons that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, but honestly, from my vantage point, I would be happy with anybody outside of the establishment. Just fucking anybody. Get some Polish guy from the Dutch second division who I've never even heard of. I'm good.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, yeah, I have no clue. I mean, Jesse Marsh obviously took the Canada job, and it seems like he said some disparaging things about the U.S., right? Didn't he come off like a little salty about some things that happened with them?
Yeah. Well, bro, because you and I, look, the way I view it, you and I have had some experiences here with the junta, okay, with the mafia. Of course, Marsh, and of course, all of these guys, I mean, they've been operating in this environment. They know what it is. And I'm sure maybe they crossed a little bit of a line for him in the way he was treated, from what I gather. And he probably was fed up to the point where he decided to leak just a little bit, just a little tiny micro drop of the shit show. I'm sure if he opened up, Kefren, it would be a mud avalanche of fucking shit that he could say.
But you know, the only reason he's allowed to say what he's even said that little bit is he has, I'm not saying it's amazing credibility, but he does have European credibility.
Yes. Yes.
Like he does have a market as you see with Canada hiring him. He has a market outside of MLS and for players. Like if Pulisic came out and said, hey, you know, we need to change everything. And you know, if he came out and said something, you know, I mean, it's really hard for the Federation to be like, hey, we're not gonna, I think we've said this before. They just can't sack this dude. They might give him a little fine and say, please don't say that again, but they're not crazy, you know? So I think Marsh, because he's, you know, he's won some titles in Europe, even though it's not, you know, it was in Austria, but still titles, you know, competing in Champions League, you know, he's done some stuff.
Yeah. What you're saying is he doesn't, his livelihood, his family doesn't depend on MLS.
It does. Yeah. If he did, his mouth would be shut. But because
came to worst, he could go get a job in Austria or second division Germany, or, I mean, he's got a job.
I think even first division Germany at the mid to lower.
Yeah. It's probably, I mean, he was obviously fired immediately from Red Bull. But yeah, somebody will take a chance on him. The point is he's got a market, like you said, and he doesn't have to be MLS's bitch if he doesn't want to be.
Yep. And that's really the criteria for it. Because if he was available, he'd probably be first choice, being honest.
Unfortunately, because I even though we said all those nice things about him, I don't want.
Yeah.
He's still from that group, man. I don't want.
Yeah, but I'm saying he would. If you think about what they not for me, but if you think about what they look for, he would be first choice. Like he's got been in MLS, he's been in Europe. You know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? He's got. Yeah. He would actually fit the bill of what they want the coach to look like and all that stuff too. So, I get it. But he's probably laughing at us now. He's out. He's in knockout rounds.
No, hey, nobody wants to admit it, but deep down inside, it's just human nature. Deep down inside, I'm sure he's happy. Fuck those fools.
Oh, of course. Of course. He's like, you chose wrong. You chose wrong. You didn't. Yeah. Nah, you're right. But it's that's an interesting one, though. But yeah, I don't. I need to watch more of the U.S. to get a better sense. And then I wonder if people like Christian, I assume Christian has not a say, but an opinion. I think his opinion is listened to a little bit. I think some of the guys, and also leading up to the World Cup as well, like, it has to be somebody that they respect as well. Like, these guys are playing, you know, McKinney played for Allegri, like you said, the top coach. Pulisic, obviously, Pioli, and he's in Milan. They're both in Italy. Moose is in Italy. So they're playing with some top coaches. So, like, if they see a coach doesn't have a way about himself, they're going to say it's bullshit, too. So that they're also not going to, you're also not going to be able to pull that extra 10% out of them. Like, you get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And they're not also in a country that will eviscerate them if they don't, play well.
Yeah. It's too chill mode, man. It's too relaxed.
Yeah. Like they can go out the next night and just be like, oh, we, you know, there wouldn't be an issue. Like, nobody would be like upset, that upset to say anything or be like.
And insofar as the education, right, which is what I'm hoping that this cycle of failure enables, the further education of the fan base. It's cool to see many in the fan base before the Uruguay game actually consider rooting against the U.S. so that, you know, change happens, so that they fire Berhalter, which to me, it is a positive sign. Is a positive sign because, again, my heritage is from Argentina, South America. This is happening all the time down there, where your own club members or your own national team fan base will actively root against you and destroy you in order to enact a change in what they see as wrong. And the Americans haven't evolved yet to the point of booing their team off the field, but that's something that should have happened, in my opinion, or it surely would have happened if it was Argentina or Brazil or Colombia or Uruguay. They'll boo your ass fucking off the field after being eliminated playing at home in the first round.
Well, somebody also had in the somebody in the federations had a rule too. They may not be the top 100%. Guys. They'd find somebody, like, they'd get somebody like, hey, what's this called? Somebody's getting their head chopped off. Like, it's happening. It's not just the coach, but like, it's the people in charge, whoever made that decision, whoever did this, whoever picked players, whoever, like, it's coming down. But ours is like, oh, we're going to do a comprehensive. Oh, well, I understand. You have to put the PC.
It's ridiculous. Well, they're doing that too to buy time and to gauge the temperature of the fan base. They did the same thing with the U.S. Open Cup. Remember when MLS is pulling out, the Federation came out with a statement. Oh, we're going, you know, we didn't approve of what MLS requested. We're going to have like a committee or something. You know what I'm saying? And then see how things calm down or don't calm down. And then they react to that, you know, and they come up with a policy after that. That's their game here. They are 100% susceptible and reactive to public perception. Public perception is critically important to them. They're scared to death about public perception because it threatens their power. The public can threaten their power.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole thing.
So this is how they play the game, Jeff. They come out with this little statement, and now let's see what happens in the next 24, 48 hours with respect to what articles are written, how people react to the certain articles. And if things calm down enough, they'll just allow it to blow over and Greg Berhalter will continue. And if the fan base insists and the mob continues and people are getting eviscerated, then they might be forced to fire the guy.
I don't know, man. I just think if they, I just don't see them. I mean, I could see them firing him, but I don't think there's a groundswell of pressure to pull this thing off.
I don't think so either. I think the fan base is still too fucking soft and weak and domesticated.
Yeah, I mean, they put up with these the tickets for the games, like the pricing, like people just, you know, the American Outlaws, all the people, they got to start saying, and all these other people, they got to stop buying these tickets, man. Like, you know, not just on that, but like they're being overpriced. You know, you're supposed to be the fans and everything. They're overpricing you for matches and, you know, Messi Mania, all that stuff. But like, you know, for U.S. national team matches, you want that thing filled, right? And you need it filled with people that are going to give their energy and spirit to this thing, not just because, like you said, come out for a hot dog and I can afford a $700 seat type of people. You know what I mean? So, I don't know.
Okay, well, cool. I'm happy if Berhalter stays also. Because
so we can, for me, so yeah, we can but, laugh.
Yeah, for me, it's win-win. Okay, if he stays, fuck it. Let the fucking train wreck continue and let the education process of the fan base continue even more. The problem is that between now and the World Cup, they'll play games against Martinique and fucking a little island off the coast of fucking who knows where and New Zealand or like who knows who they'll fucking play against. Win 4-0 and the dumbass media will write glowing articles and the fan base will lap it up.
Yeah, well, why don't they, even with the youth national teams, do they go... I always thought that they should be doing a lot of things with South America a lot. Like, man. It's close. Like, it's cool to go to Europe, but I'm like, man, why aren't they sending these kids for like a month down there, 2 weeks? I mean, I know they'll do some games. I saw the U19s were down there with the U.S. and they had some games and they got some results and they did well. But I always wonder, like, why aren't we, like, using that relationship down there way more frequently?
You know? Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just thinking you find the stuff, you find obviously the similar culture that you find in CONCACAF, but you actually have the quality, not just the fighting football or the pitches or dealing with the weather, the conditions, but you actually, now you run into way higher quality. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. I don't know what their, I don't know what their calendar looks like or the schedule, who's available, who's not available. It just always seems.
Yeah.
MLS is just very lucky that we're in CONCACAF and they're very lucky that because we're in CONCACAF, we get all these victories against these minnows and constant positive narratives can be crafted to brainwash people.
Yeah. Right,
it's funny that we didn't even tackle the question that we originally came on to tackle, but we got it.
All right, let's do it, man. Hey, well, hey, enjoy the matches, man, and thank you for your time, bro.
All right, brother. Talk to you later. Good night.
All right, speak soon, man.
Well, that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. A reminder for coaches, you can get both the free and premium coaching programs at 343coaching.com. Don't let anyone tell you your teams can't win by playing dominant possession-based football while also developing individual players to the highest levels. Nonsense. We've proved it at every single level, and so have hundreds of serious member coaches across the country. Now that we've moved on to the pro level, we're delivering everything we've learned in the program. Don't wait and continue delaying getting on a proven path. And parents, 343masterclass.com is where you want to go to get a working compass for navigating the American soccer landscape with your player. It's pretty bad out there, but let our experience guide you. Lastly, if you're coaching 7v7, we've got you covered there as well. Go to 7v7coaching.com. Until next time, cheers everyone, and keep building.